So first, allow me to introduce the bill. The House Bill 1211 to provide for the use of electric personal assistive mobility devices.
It's a mouthful.
Yes. It sounds kind of fun, though.
It is. Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 1211 provide... Oh, I'm sorry. Gina Abdallah, representative from District 10. Sioux Falls, Lincoln, Minnehaha counties.
We don't like dog and pony.
Would you like to leave your proxy vote?
Could I transmit it
electronically? House Bill 1211 provides for the use of electronic personal assistive mobility device. And that is a device that's battery-operated, that's state-of-the-art. It was just invented, and Mr. Gregerson has a little video to show you. But I just wanted to point out two points about the bill. All this bill does is allow for the use of this device on sidewalks within the cities in the state of South Dakota. Presently, there's a law against the use of any device other than wheelchairs and battery-operated carts. This would be, what we'd like to do is have this included with wheelchairs and battery-operated carts because it could be used for the same thing, for handicapped, disabled, or persons having trouble walking, they can stand on this device and it'll get them around. Presently, it's being tested around the country by various law enforcement agencies for beat work. Atlanta Police Department is trying it out. The U.S. Postal Service is expressing interest in it. The U.S. Park Service, several security companies, for use on and police departments, like I said earlier, their particular interest is for use on bike paths and walking paths where they can run down the path with these devices. The key thing to this bill is it allows for the use of them on the sidewalks, but each municipality has the option to rule it out or to pass an ordinance against it. So all we're saying is let the municipalities decide. And with that, I'll turn you over to Mr. Gregerson. And I understand he didn't bring popcorn this morning.
Excuse me just a minute. I think there's a question of Senator Albers.
I think I read here in the description that these things can go 15 miles an hour. Would you envision them going up and down the sidewalk 15 miles an hour?
Yes, sir. They can go 15 miles an hour, but they can be... toned down to as slow as 3 miles an hour, and we heard testimony on the House floor. One opponent said, well, that's too fast, but when it was pointed out that bicycles go 35 and 40 miles an hour, she changed her vote and stuff. But yes, they'll go 15, but you can turn them back to 3.
Thank you.
Thank you. Senator McCracken.
Who you missed.
Finally.
That's not right. Please. You won't say what you have said.
I'm sure. Madam Chairman, members of the Local Government Committee, Mac McCracken, State Senator, District 34, Rapid City. I'm sure Representative Abdullah has visited with you about House Bill 1211, the Segway device that talks about a human transporter that's a self-balancing. I got to be honest with you, I had never heard of this device until we got ready to start this legislative session, but in reading through the material that I was given, I believe there's going to be a lot of opportunities for that to be utilized in our state. And some of the things you might think about to start with, warehouse, operating warehouse, travel, tourism, public safety, mail, package product delivery. So I am in support of House Bill 1211. And as a sidelight, you know, I did read in here. I couldn't figure out for a while why Representative Abdullah and myself were sponsors of this bill. Because as I read through here, the device is only, we're only capable of carrying 250 pounds, and we were going to demonstrate that, but we can't because we're over that weight limit. So I would ask for your support on House Bill 1211.
Thank you, Senator McCracken. Representative Della?
Senator, I'd like you, Mr. Madam Chairman, I'd like you to note that Mr. McCracken is speaking for himself.
So noted. Are there other proponents of House Bill 1211? This must be our last local government committee meeting. We get dog and pony shows, movies, popcorn.
With your permission, Madam Chair, I'd like to pass out some literature.
I'd welcome that. And just for your information, I want you to know that I did see this presentation, and it's quite revealing. So that's why I'm glad to get to have the other members see what this device can do.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Dick Gregerson, and I'm a registered lobbyist for the Multi-State Association, Inc., on behalf of Segway. LLC, which is a manufacturer of this device. Now, the purpose of this legislation, members of the committee, Madam Chair, is to allow this particular device to be used on a sidewalk, and that's the sole reason for this legislation, the same as a bicycle. And it will be treated the same as a pedestrian. Now, if you look at the handout I gave you, we had an amendment in the House, and what that does, it'll be subject to the same conditions and controls that you have on pedestrians. In other words, pedestrians aren't supposed to cross the street in the middle of the block and things of that nature. The important thing is that this device will be able to be used in the sidewalk unless a municipality decides otherwise. So it's within the control of the municipality, and I talked to the municipal league. They have no objections to this legislation. Now, you'll notice on Section 3, there's a number of provisions that we're exempting this device from. This deals with brakes. This unit, by the way, doesn't have brakes. It stops automatically either by standing up straight or coming into contact with something. But this exempts it from the licensing laws and things of that nature. Now, let me tell you about this device. This is a self-balancing device, and it's a unique. They spent about 10 years developing this and spent about $50 million. And it was supposed to have been on the cover of Time magazine. Here's the Time. There's in the packet I handed out to you, I have I copied the article from Time. But here it is in the magazine. It was supposed to have been the cover.
Is that this one?
No.
These two for two.
Madam Chair, that's a division between the different exhibits. Yeah.
I see.
Okay. Here it is here, but it was supposed to be on the cover. The problem is George Harrison of the Beatles died that week and displaced it from the... I wish it would have been in the cover. I wish George had lived another month or week. But any event, now you probably wonder about sponsors. It is true that I picked Abdullah and McCracken, Senator and Representative, for the reason they're both over 250 pounds. I didn't want them to feel that there was a conflict and or ask me for one of this device after they sponsored the bill, because they're going to cost about $3,000. So I thought if I selected those two, I wouldn't be pressured. However, I didn't realize that Senator hasn't thought about this yet, but Mr. Abdullah has already talked to me about being the franchisor or franchisee in the state for this, and he thinks he's going to get it. I don't know how I'm going to handle this. But any event, when we had this in the House, I was very embarrassed because I had the TV all set up and it didn't work. But I'd gone down and got popcorn. I had popcorn for everybody and M&Ms because I thought we could munch on that while we watched the TV. I wanted to do that here. Senator McCracken said no. So that's his fault that you're not having popcorn today.
Hey.
Well,
how about the TV?
I guess he lost our vote.
Yeah, how about
M&Ms? Well, I'll get it for you anytime you want. With, before we go on, if with the permission, Madam Chair, I'd like to, hopefully this will work, I'd like to show the TV program. It's from Good Morning America. And it'll give you a better idea how this device works.
I would like to have you have a seat, and I think maybe we should take a seat in the audience, and you could pass the popcorn.
Seriously, Dick, I do want to know what motivated. Is there someone that's looking at franchising?
Well, I tell you what they've done, Madam Chair. This organization, they have built a 77,000 square feet factory out east. They're going to be turning out about 40,000 of these a month. They have hired a lobbyist in all 50 states, and this legislation is being introduced in every state in the union. It's passed some states, but we're on the vanguard here. We'll be one of the first. So that's. But they this will not be able to be utilized to its full extent unless it can be used in the sidewalk. And I'd like, for instance, as Representative Abdullah pointed out, the Atlanta Police Department now is trying it out there. And security people, the Park Service is using it, the Postal Service. So don't touch that.